Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Now it is our time to speak with our insider, Phil Mateer. He joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline because Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order that will make it easier for people in Southern California to rebuild their homes and businesses damaged or destroyed by the fires. The order suspends two environmental laws that have been on the books since the 1970s. And Phil, how would have those laws slowed things down in the first place?
Well, especially in the coastal areas, like where you have housing and you've had it for years, rebuilding or expanding or changing it can be a real bear between the California Environmental Quality Act and the Coastal Commission that sets up to save the environment. Getting permits can take, you know, upwards of 3 to 5 years. And he can't have that. I mean, he just can't. Pacific Palisades can't sit around waiting for permits and trying to go through the hoops that people have to go through to develop these properties. So what he's doing is he's suspending that. He's saying, in this case, we're going to give him an exemption. And that's not the first time he's done it. He's done it before with the Malibu fires. As a matter of fact, the law has a clause in it that says if there's a fire or damage, you know, due to a natural consequence, you can rebuild as long as you keep it about the same size in the same place. But he's making a political statement here as well, saying that we hear you, we're going to move fast, and we're going to try to get past California's infamous red tape to get rebuilt. It's a message for the people there. It's a message for the state and for the nation who's watching very closely how California reacts to this.
So some critics might say, yeah, help the rich people who live along the water. What about the rest of us?
That's right. That's a good, some people might be saying that, and they are saying that, you know, the Pacific Palisades crowd and the others, Malibu crowd, they're loaded. You know, there are $10, $15 million homes. Of course, you're going to take care of them. They're your big donors. But what about the people up in the hills? What about the people that aren't sitting on that? Okay. Well, on that, he's got Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, saying we're going to try to speed it up there as well, because like a unit apartment building could easily take 5 years to get approval. So she says she's going to cut the red tape as well. Now, whether or not they actually, Gavin Newsom says he wants the permits cleared in 30 days. She's not specific on the time, but the idea it's going to take a lot of effort and personnel. I don't even know if they have it, but we'll see that down the line. But Patty, that's one of the criticisms is why are the people in the wealthy areas getting the exemptions? And I don't hear much up here. The second one is, and this is a question that's being raised, you know, partly by Republicans, but others in the building area is like, if we can have exemptions to these laws because of circumstances, why do we need them to begin with? Do we really need them? Is this something that is really that important? Why is it so difficult to begin with? Why do we have to cut the red tape? Why haven't we already cut that red tape? And we saw the same thing in the Oakland fires back when the hills around Oakland were devastated. The then mayor Elihu Harris said, we're going to do the same thing. Rebuild as fast as possible. But again, the question is, they rebuilt just pretty much the same problems they had with narrow roads, as a matter of fact. Are they going to try to change these neighborhoods? Are they going to try to bring them back the same way they are? And why does it take so long to get anything done until you have a fire?
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again tomorrow morning at 7:50 with Margie and Eric.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.